This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Callum McSwiggan.
Callum McSwiggan.
On FUBAR Radio.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. Man, every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. You're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Hello and welcome back to the, Rowley's laughing at me already, the second ever Callum McSwiggan show. And today I am joined by one of the most wonderful people in the world.
Lies.
It is my housemate and one of my best friends as well. It is Rowley.
Hello. Sorry, I'm getting prompts on the screen right here. I'm like, oh, it's weird, they can see us. I just burnt my tongue as soon as I started. I sipped with my tea and now I'm like, ugh.
There's a lot going on, isn't there? It's a little bit overwhelming. Yeah. So do you, for anyone listening who doesn't know who you are, for all those people living under a rock, do you want to give yourself a little introduction?
Well, okay, so I'm Rowley. I'm an LGBTQ plus vlogger here in London. I do a lot of stuff regarding like self-expression and body modification and like being yourself. I'm quite heavily pierced, as some of you already know. I'm trying to wear earphones when I've got loads of my... both of my ears are completely covered in piercings. Wearing earphones is a very weird thing for me.
Difficult.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so I'd like to just be fabulous and hi.
And how long have we been friends, Rowley?
Well, it depends on if we depends on if we start with start. Okay, so long story short, basically when I first met Callum, he was a bit of an asshole.
Was not. That is absolutely not true. Can you not slander my good innocent name live on the radio?
I mean, it is true. So basically when we first met him, I had no idea who he was, and I was really grumpy because I was left out. I was left in America on my own by someone. We won't name them. And so I was really angry, and then he was inside my room shouting and screaming with this person, and I was like, I want to go to bed.
Give it a little bit of context. Like, we were all over in America, we were all having a great time, and I was in Rowley's room having fun with one of the people he was sharing the room with, and we were having a few drinks and we were having a good time. He says we were shouting and screaming.
You're playing Heads Up. You're playing Heads Up. That blood, I swear to God, I hate that game so much. It's a plague of human existence.
Oh, we were going to play live on air. We're going to play Heads Up later.
Were we?
No, we weren't.
I'm leaving. Bye. No, and then yeah. So it sort of had a bad impression. And then when the second time I met him, he was really rude to us. So it was perfect.
We had the beginning of our relationship was a little bit tempestuous. Mm-hmm. But is that a word? Tempestuous?
You're asking me, a dyslexic person, if tempestuous is a word.
I have a degree in English and I'm not even sure. But now we are, I love Rowley. He has a very special place in my heart.
And I love me too.
Yeah, you're great. And we've lived together for 2 years as well.
Yep.
And we're currently in the process of moving house, which is not going well.
Do you want me to have another stress headache? I'm already bald, so I'm not losing my hair from stress anymore, at least.
So we're going to be playing some fun games on the show today. We are going to be playing Mixed Pleasures, okay, which I'm going to quiz Rowley on his fetish knowledge.
Oh, I see. Well,
we'll go more into that later. We're going to be playing Porn or Not Porn, where Rowley will have to listen to some clips and figure out if they are from porn or from not porn.
Ooh. I mean, so I'm trying to... I'm not used to having things told to me on the side. But
and we're going to be playing lots and lots of other games as well. We are going to be reacting live to your sex confessions later on. So if you do want to send those in, you can send them in to callum@fubarradio.com. Or if you're brave enough, you can also tweet them to me.
Yeah, why not? Go on. Expose yourself.
So yeah, do email in. And if you just want to chat to us as well, do email in as well. And we're going to play you a little bit of Dagny.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing some LGBT plus news now. This is actually one of my favourite segments.
Okay.
I just love to chat what's going on in the world. So the first one is that a man was actually arrested in Scotland for wearing a bra in his own home. And he was, he was fully clothed on the bottom half of his body.
Yeah.
On the upper half of his body, he was topless and wearing a bra. And he was in his own house doing this. And the curtains were open, but a man wearing a bra, there's nothing wrong or indecent or sexual about that. And some people saw him. Some people were literally looking into his house and they saw him wearing a bra and they were offended by it and they reported it to the authorities. And he was actually arrested for, I think it was for indecent exposure or something.
But like, he could just walk outside with nothing on. Like, he could just literally walk down the street without his t-shirt on and there would be no issue.
Well, absolutely. Like, the amount of times I walk around London all the time and I always see, like, lads walking down the street with their shirts completely off. So somehow the idea that this guy was wearing a bra somehow makes it sexual or indecent is absolutely ludicrous.
I mean, okay, very harsh. But like, it stems down to people just thinking like LGBT people are just paedophiles or like abusers or things,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Connecting with that. So they'll see that and be like, oh, well, he's going to abuse a child or something.
Yeah, and it's all about the sexualization of queer people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's constant all the time. Like, just, I think sometimes just two men holding hands, when people see that, I think their minds seem to instantly jump to sex. We're constantly being sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that a man wearing a bra is some kind of, you know, ludicrous, sexy kink.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's just a man wearing a bra. It's literally a man wearing a piece of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people looking in who are the ones that are sexualizing it.
Yeah.
It's them that are doing it. He isn't actually doing anything wrong.
PSA, if you don't like gay sex, don't have it.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, what Rowley said. But there is some good news in this.
Oh, okay.
It's that it was actually overturned.
Good.
And the man didn't actually face any criminal charges for this, which, I mean, thank God. I do feel sorry for the guy that he had to go through the whole process anyway.
Yeah.
It seems
I would have gone to court in a bra.
You know what? If he had done that, I would have stood up and clapped my hands if he had done that. I think good for him for fighting it and good for him for winning.
Yeah.
That's everything is right in the world. Justice
everything
is
right,
a thing.
Yeah. War is over.
The next one is actually a bit of positive news.
Mm.
And this is just a lovely little story. And it's a lesbian couple have just had two babies.
Mm-hmm.
And they each had a baby. And the sperm donors for those babies were their best friends who were a gay couple.
Oh, okay.
So that would kind of be like if you and I were a couple. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe our friends Megan and Whitney, for instance, and we would each donate our sperm to
I would
one of
not
them.
Put my genes in any other child. No person needs to be punished with this.
I would have a child with your genes.
You're weird.
I think you're you've got.
They would come out with purple eyes and ears, metal face.
they would come out already pierced.
Yeah, they would. Yeah,
already wearing contact lenses.
Basically, in the future, when you get designer babies, you're like, so how many earrings would you like it to have?
Yeah, well, I think it'd be a beautiful thing, and I think your genes and a baby would be cute. I think you're a very good-looking boy.
I mean, you can have your opinion, but you're also allowed to be wrong.
Okay, the next one is... Oh, no, this one's getting controversial now. So, in Australia, they're trying to make a law right now, which means that HIV-positive people who don't take, and I've got this in quotes here, reasonable precautions to protect people they're having sex with could mm-hmm. be fined $11,000. Now, I have a really, really big issue with this.
Uh-huh.
And this is that it's kind of... The implication is here that if you're HIV positive and you have consensual sex with another person, is that the responsibility is somehow entirely on the HIV positive person to protect the other person. I think when it comes to sex, that it's a shared responsibility.
Oh, definitely.
You both have to protect yourselves. And yes, you know, I do, you know, HIV positive people disclosing their status to people is a great thing. And
mm-hmm.
it is a really wonderful thing when people do that. And obviously, if you're HIV positive and you're on medication, you can't pass the virus on anyway.
Yeah.
And so I kind of think this law is a little bit ludicrous.
Well, it's based on fear more than anything, I think.
It is. It's completely rooted in fear and stigma. And it kind of goes, you know, we've had this kind of stigma around HIV since the 80s now. And it's this constant blaming of HIV positive people of kind of, you know, spreading the virus.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is up to everyone. So the idea that you could be, you know, imagine you had sex with somebody and the condom split or something. Mm-hmm. Who's to say that the court wouldn't then say, oh, that didn't count as reasonable precautions?
Yeah.
Because it's not outlined what that means. Well, what is a reasonable precaution?
That's a stepping stone to like something more harsh, or like then it would just be like gay sex is illegal.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, like HIV is so tied to gay people. Mm-hmm. It always has been. There is this belief that, you know, HIV is a gay disease. And I think, again, it's all rooted in that. And that fear and that stigma, I think, is also rooted in homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that people, HIV positive people, want to go around spreading HIV is absolute nonsense.
Yeah. I agree with you. I can't, like...
So, I don't know what you're doing, Australia, but please don't do this. Please...
This is probably horrendous that I don't officially know like the actual answer, but like, so did they pass that marriage bill, or did that not go through?
So it's still in process.
Oh, it's
right
still
now.
In process.
So
oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the voting is happening right now. Mm-hmm. God, I should know this, but yeah, I think the voting is still happening right now, and I guess we're going to have a result pretty soon. But
that can't be very shocked to have that story then if they're like with this still.
But well done, Rolly, because you've given me a really, really nice segue
into
my next story.
That wasn't planned, just so you know, everybody.
So I'm going to read you the headline before I actually tell you, because this is my favourite headline I've ever read.
I mean, I looked over and it was like you look like a robot.
Well, it is.
Oh.
Homophobic robots deployed in Australia to oppose equal marriage. Homophobic robots.
Yeah, I mean, you faggot.
Yeah. I was literally imagining all these little robots roaming the street just shouting homophobic slurs at people. What it actually means is that they've set up kind of these robotic automated calls,
mm-hmm.
which are cold calling people and trying to convince them to vote against equal marriage.
Ew.
And their argument is pretty ludicrous. I've said ludicrous a lot of times, but oh, where is it gone? It's basically rooted in, you know, all the kinds of homophobic ideas, and that, you know, if gay marriage becomes legal, it's going to corrupt your children, and all your children are going to be having gay sex. And
can we make some like sassy robots now then, just to counteract them?
Oh, hey, that'd be great. Yeah.
Talking about, okay, so again, I'm not 100% sure the actual story. I remember our friend tweeted it a couple of days ago about this. What's all this about, like this face recognition thing that like, tells if you're gay or not? Like,
what?
Oh my gosh, I should have thought about this because I forgot. Because there's this thing where they've created like this scanner on your face that like can tell if you're gay.
Yes, I did read about this actually. Yeah, apparently gay people exhibit certain kind of facial structural qualities.
But if that's true and they've made this robot that's terrifying for places where it's illegal, they'll go around just being like, look at this, and then they'll be killed. Like,
that is, yeah. And I think when you're doing things like this, you have to be really careful of the consequences, because you know, in on first glance, that's actually just quite a fun thing to be able to do, to be able to see.
Oh my god,
gay,
conspiracy but... theory, the new iPhone X, that's what they're doing, isn't it? They're scanning it.
Well, that's what I thought you were talking about. Oh, no. When you were talking about the new iPhone doing the facial recognition.
No, this is something separate. Conspiracy theory.
Can you imagine like the new iPhone reads your face and it's like, oh, we're gay, switch to gay mode.
I mean, I'd happily have that.
It's just rainbow.
Yeah,
and your phone's full of gay porn.
And they need to like pack, when you first buy it, they pack it in with glitter. So if you are gay, it just spews out your face.
That would be brilliant. Okay, I have one final story. And this one, again, is just quite a positive thing. So Netflix are doing a new documentary. It hasn't come out yet, but they have released the trailer. And it's going to be looking into the mysterious death of Marsha P. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know who Marsha P. Johnson is.
The name rings a bell.
Or people at home. But she was one of the leading people in the Stonewall riots.
Mm-hmm.
And she was an amazing transgender woman of colour. And she died under mysterious circumstances. I think it was in 1992.
Yeah.
Her body was found in the river, and police just kind of said, oh, this is a suicide. But all of her friends, everyone that she knew, knew that something unusual had gone on and mm-hmm. that she was being harassed by this gang of thugs. And this new documentary is going to explore that and kind of try and look into, you know, how did she actually die and was it actually a suicide? And I think it's such an important thing because I feel sometimes almost LGBT history is robbed from us. We're
well, I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I don't really know anything. Like, that's horrendous. I know it's horrendous, but like LGBT history, like, I just think, yay, gay, we're here, we can be ourselves. But like, I actually have no idea real stuff about what happened years ago and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of my friends and things have expressed guilt over not knowing our LGBT history. But, mm-hmm. you know, I know that we do all have the internet and we can all go and research.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really do think at least some LGBT history should be taught in schools and it should be something that is more in the mainstream. So the fact that Netflix are doing this is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And Netflix are just like the kings of LGBT representation mm-hmm. as it is. So, yeah. Shout out to Netflix.
Good, yes.
Love Netflix.
Hashtag spawn.
We have had a tweet in. This is from Matthew. And he said, my food is done and it's time to listen to at Callum McSwiggan and at Rolian Gasher on FUBAR Radio.
And I can see Mary's face down underneath it.
Oh, Mary as well. Oh, I love Mary. Oh, she's just said, uh-oh. Oh. Which, and that's in response to Roly being on the show. So.
Excuse me. Mary, I used to like you.
And Jazza has also tweeted in and said, God help us all. Mm. So everyone's concerned about you being live on the radio.
Yes.
I'm concerned about Roly being live on the radio. There's a big red button here.
Excuse me, you swear more than I do. Now in real life, thank you. Don't lie. You can lie all you want, bitch.
Okay, I'm just gonna play a song over you.
Underneath my skin, there's an eagle. Underneath this cloud, there's an eagle. Bar Radio presents
Ian Boltsworth.
I've never had a nosebleed, and I don't know whether that's weird.
It's a good start to a show, isn't it? Why are you distressed about that?
Oh, because I saw someone with one, and I thought, oh, I wonder what that feels like.
Do you want me to punch you in the nose?
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't.
I could probably make your nosebleed without punching you. I could probably do it like...
Stare at it.
No, I don't mean using the force. But I could probably do something to your face to make your nosebleed
without it being a
violent punch.
I'd like it to be when I'm at home and I've got change of clothes.
So, 5 minutes into the show, and you're essentially inviting me round your house to punch you in the face.
Yeah, but
I wish I could say you were the first girl to do that.
Every Monday,
Ian Boltsworth,
from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
All right, we are back, and this is probably my favourite segment.
Okay.
Are you excited, Rowley?
Well, it depends on what it is.
So this is the sexy talk game, and that means that Rowley and I are going to be having phone sex live on air.
Okay. Hail Mary.
Didn't warn him about this one in advance. So basically, Rowley and I have been given 3 random words by lovely producer Lissy, and we don't know what these words are.
Okay.
And we are going to turn them over one by one and incorporate them into our phone sex.
I'm just letting you know, I've never done that in my entire life.
What, this game?
Or no, phone sex.
You've never had phone sex?
No.
Phone sex is... It's really good, actually, because it really encourages you to really engage and, like, visualise and really concentrate on the other person.
Okay.
Because you've got to completely use your imagination. But there's something like... I like phone sex.
Okay.
And, you know, living in 2017, we can have FaceTime sex, which is...
Well, that's not phone sex, then you're lying to me. This is something...
Well, you can see me right now. It's kind of like FaceTime, isn't it? Okay, I've got some sexy music.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I mean,
it's like the music from American Pie.
Oh, when he's fingering it, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, oh gosh. That is very loud music. Okay, so Rowley.
Turn it down.
I'm looking for the button.
Yes, Callum, I can.
There we go. Okay. Right, so I'm going to call you, Rowley. Are you ready?
You're actually going to call me?
What? No, I'm going to pretend.
So why would you do
that? I want you to hold your phone to your ear the whole time. I really want you to commit.
Okay.
Well, not yet. I've not rung you yet.
No. What happens when you fake ring me?
Okay. Ring, ring.
That's not my ringtone. Hello.
Hey, Rowley.
Hi.
How are you doing?
All right, I guess.
Yeah. I was just at home and I was just... you know, getting settled for the night, and I was just thinking about you, and I was kind of getting a little bit hot and flustered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I doing all right? Is this what you do with phone sex?
This is your first time having phone sex, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I'm a phone sex virgin.
I can tell.
Do you want to take my cherry?
I do want to take your cherry. Why don't you tell me what you're wearing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, nothing but a smile.
Oh.
And some eyelashes.
That's exactly how I like it. How big are those eyelashes?
10 inches.
Oh,
they
yeah.
go all around my skull.
I've got something else that's 10 inches if you're interested.
Oh, what?
It's not my penis, that's for sure. So, I was kind of thinking, I've always kind of had this fantasy.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking was, I would take you out on a canal boat. And we would kind of climb on the roof of the canal boat.
Okay.
And then I would take your clothes off.
Yeah.
And then I would start moving my way down.
Yeah.
And you know that big potato game we played?
Yeah. Are you going to do Miss Scally Karen or whatever she was called?
Yeah, exactly. I was going
to do... Oh, no, Beth the Meth Addict!
Yeah, I was thinking we could get Beth the Meth Addict involved.
Huh? Oh, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Rowley didn't understand the game.
I wasn't told the game. You need to tell me what I'm doing. Oh, yes. Oh.
I was like, come on, play the game.
Oh, yeah, but there'll be no wifey out there to watch us play back.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Get back in character.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Rowley.
Hi, bitch.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really, really good.
Ooh.
I was just at home and I was wearing a bra in my living room.
Ooh.
And some kids were looking in at me. Ooh. And they called the police. And I'm in a lot of trouble.
And my cat just died.
So do you remember what you told me your favourite drink was?
I mean, there's lots of favourite drinks. Come on.
Your favourite drink for a cold winter's night.
Cold winter's night. Root beer.
Cold winter's
cold
night.
Root beer. I like root beer!
This is the least sexy phone sex I've ever had in my entire life.
Is there lots of ink left in your pen?
Yes.
Ooh.
And I'm ready to fire it everywhere. And do you know what? I just want to fire it all over your face.
Ooh.
And I want you to act like I'm pouring warm, hot chocolate into your mouth.
Ooh, do it. Yeah, go on. And we can record it and then send it to each other through Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing gets me more turned on than Wi-Fi.
I mean, sometimes it probably does do this, but I've got no data. Yeah, I'm feeling very sweaty, Callum. Have you exploded yet, or do we carry on?
I've ejaculated all
okay.
over the sheets.
You know, as long as you're happy. Just like every sex partner I've had.
I am so sorry for throwing you in at the deep end.
I mean,
there.
If you need to explain to me what I'm doing beforehand. Like, there's words beside me. I'm like, what's going on? Are you going to tell me what I'm doing? Or just...
I am the worst radio host ever.
And in bed.
So how was your first phone sex experience?
It was enlightening.
Mm. Mm-hmm. We kind of got a bit lost there in the middle.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I feel we were both on kind of different tracks with our fantasies.
Yeah.
I was really trying to get you involved with my canal boat fantasy.
I mean, I have a fear of, like, deep water, so, I mean, that's not really how good of a fantasy for me, is it?
Not
all I'm
going
to think of is, like, you can do me all you want, but if I drown, bitch, like, you're coming with me.
We are going to be reacting to some of your sex confessions later on in the show, which Rowley is very excited about.
I am.
You? So if you do want to send those in, please send them to callum@fubarradio.com. Or if you're feeling brave, you can tweet them to us as well.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Lots of naughty things.
And now we're going to play one of Rowley's choices for music. And this is the wonderful Never Ending Dream.
Yes!
By Cascada.
Amazing.
I'm waiting for the night, drifting away on the waves of my dreams to another day. I'm standing on a hill and beyond the clouds, the wind's blowing still and catching my doubts. I'm hunting all the night, the slave to my dream, an illustrated scene, this ends in the steam. We're playing full of vice, emotional games. I'm turning off my eyes and hiding my shame. Dream
think...
She's my queen. Sorry.
She's great, isn't she? Do you remember when we saw Cascada on New Year's Eve?
I mean, I could barely breathe. I was just like at the front screaming. I waited right at the front of the stage for like an hour and a half just so no one else would come and push beside me. And I was like, you bloody go away, you bastard.
Yeah, anyone that tried to move in front of Rowley... I was worried for their safety.
I would have ended up in prison. So.
Yeah. And she reached out and touched your hand.
Twice.
Two times. I think I owe you an apology live on air, Rowley.
Why?
For that diabolical incident.
You should. I'm traumatised.
I did not explain the rules of that game to Rowley beforehand.
No.
And he just thought we were having phone sex. He didn't know what was going on.
And so, I mean, now look what you've done. You've humiliated me in front of all these people. Like, that's all you do. You drag my name to the dirt every single day. All you tweet about me is how disgusting I am. Now you embarrass me on the radio.
I've embarrassed myself,
yeah,
is who
I'm taking a lawsuit at you.
So, to make this up to you, I'm actually going to explain the rules
of
the next game. So, this next game.
Do you need to explain it to me?
Mixed Pleasures. And I don't really need to explain this to you, Rowley, because.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit of drama about this game, hasn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
So basically, the lovely producer Lissy came up with an amazing idea for a game. And that idea was that we would come up with a list of fetishes and the guests would try and have to figure out what those fetishes were.
Yeah.
Now, Rowley has actually been doing this game on his YouTube channel for about, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
And... So last week when he was listening to the show and he heard us playing this game, he was not best pleased. But the lovely producer Lizzie did not know.
It's perfectly fine. Like, I'm not, you know, sharpening a knife under the table. So what was really funny is afterwards I tweeted in and I was like, oh, a funny game. Oh, it's copying me. Blah, blah, blah. And then Callum tried to tweet at me and was like, well, actually, I played this 2015. I was like, check the receipts, bitch. I did it years and years ago before you start trying to come for me and make it like, you made this game up.
Yeah, I tried to expose him and it backfired.
Yeah.
Backfired in
my
face.
Had the receipts, bitch.
So for those people listening, the rules of this game are very simple. Rowley is going to spin this magnificent wheel.
Mm.
Look at it. Gasp.
It's so, I mean, it's so huge. Of like, oh.
Did
you do phone sex again?
Yeah,
it's so
hi.
Huge. I love how I picked my phone back up as if like they could see. I was at work today and I had to talk to someone on the phone for like the different like store department. And I was like waving at the phone when I said goodbye. I was like, what am I doing?
Bye.
I was a stupid idiot.
So Rowley's going to spin the wheel. It is going to land on a random fetish. Mm-hmm. And then he is going to have to try and figure out what that fetish
is. It'd be really
is.
Awful enough. I'm terrible at this.
Well, yeah, this is your game.
Yeah.
So apparently this is your game. So I expect you to know all the answers.
I'm
going to give
try.
You four rounds. If you don't get 4 out of 4, you're never coming on the radio show again.
Oh, no, shame.
So do you want to give it a spin?
Whee!
No,
oh,
no,
my,
no, no,
oh,
no.
You...
No, actually, make the spinning noise. It's more fun if I make you do it.
Whee!
That was shit. Okay, it's landed on xylophilia.
Oh, I've actually... Ugh.
Have you done this?
I have, but I know it's... I don't think it's... It's not xylophoned, because I know it's not that, because it's too obvious.
Mm.
It's,
Think about xylophones, though, because there is a clue there.
A clue?
Do you know the difference between a glockenspiel and a xylophone?
No. I don't think anyone does, Callum. you're going to have to give me another hint.
I'm going to give you an enormous hint
okay.
here. So a glockenspiel is, if there's anyone who's like got a degree in music and I'm getting this wrong, please don't come for me. But I'm pretty sure a glockenspiel is made of metal and a xylophone is made of wood. I'm pretty sure that's the difference.
Is it like a fetish for cars?
No.
And it's metal?
A xylophone is made of wood.
Is it a fetish for trees?
Close.
Wood?
It is a fetish for... Wood.
Yes. See, I know my shit.
I mean, I kind of give that to you.
No. Don't backpedal now, bitch. If you're happy to give over those clues, you're happy to give me a point.
Okay. 1 point to Rowley. I do worry for my safety when I'm around you sometimes.
I'm a very angry person.
You are. Do you want to spin the wheel again?
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
not going to make you do the sound effect.
Well, I mean,
time.
You may want to see, again, humiliation on, for like, I'm saying camera. I mean, there's a camera there, I guess. Oh, yes, gambling sounds. My,
So it has landed on
Agamatophilia.
Yes. Agamatophilia.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I know the word. I'm trying to remember. I've done so many of these. I'm trying to remember which one that was. Agamatophilia.
It's really tricky. I don't feel like there's... really a clue in the name. So if you get this, I'll be really, really impressed.
Thing is, I did this one with Hannah. You're gonna have to give me a tiny clue.
Okay. To me, this fetish makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because, how do I say this without giving it away? Like, we're attracted to people. Yeah. So it kind of makes sense that you might be attracted to this as
mannequins.
Well.
Mannequins. Blood dolls.
You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Yay!
It is the being aroused by statues.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I, to be honest, that probably includes mannequins mm-hmm. and things like that as well. And I can kind of get that. Like, if I was, like, I don't know, in, like, Rome or something. Ooh. And you know how they have all those statues of all these, like, gorgeous naked men?
Yeah.
You know, I could look at one of those and, like, appreciate it and maybe be, like, not like, oh, yeah, but, like... I feel like I could be...
Callum McSwiggan arrested in Rome.
I feel like I could get a semi if I contemplated hard enough on a statue. Okay. Like a beautiful statue.
Yeah.
Because isn't that just like the original porn?
I mean, I guess. That's what they used to do, draw things on like pottery and stuff, didn't
yeah.
they? See some of the old stuff, they were dirty, weren't they? God, feces, all that kind of stuff, weren't they?
And when I was a teenager, you know, anything turned me on. I used to like, I would go shopping with mm-hmm. like my parents and things. Let's hope my mother isn't listening.
Anna.
Hi, Mum, if you are. And I would see like the underwear packs.
Do you know, I did that with the index catalogue. Go yeah. look at the underwear section. Because exactly. that was all you had. Like this 12-year-old kid going, oh.
Yeah, like, and literally just like looking at a pair of underwear. It didn't even need to be stuffed. Like for me, there didn't even need to be like a penis in there. Just the idea that this is where penises could be mm-hmm. yeah. was enough to turn me on. So like, I absolutely, yeah. especially 12-year-old me, if you took me to Rome, look at all those naked men statues, I wouldn't have been able to hack it.
But Callum, being gay is a choice.
All right, spin the wheel again.
Oh, no, wait, no,
double spin.
There we go.
This one goes on forever. This is my idea of hell. It's like American Horror Story when they go to hell and they're like, ooh!
I love that it's still going.
Yeah. Bing!
Okay, it has landed on Nismalagnia.
Nismalagnia.
But with a silent K.
Oh, silent, silent letters die. I actually don't know. I don't think I've had this one before. Noses?
Think of the silent K. Not that actually, that isn't a clue at all. That doesn't help.
I don't think I've had this one. Give me a clue. You guys have to give me a clue.
Okay. Again, this one kind of makes sense to me. If you think about back to when you were a teenager
mm-hmm.
and maybe you had some straight male friends
mm-hmm.
and this is maybe something that you would do with them and it might turn you on a little
bit. What, smoking?
Is that what you did with your straight male friends?
I didn't really have, but like, to be honest, most of my straight male friends were like very feminine anyway, so.
Okay, look, maybe you didn't do this, but I definitely did this kind of when I was like 14, 15.
Egging something. People's houses?
No! Like.
Oh, come on, I you mean, did that, let's be honest. Don't lie, I know where you grew up. That was a pastime in your place.
I've never egged a house.
Oh, just ever. Stone the windows instead. What I did with straight male friends, that's not... I mean, there was lots of stuff. Fantasized about giving them head. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
But you may have, like, fantasized about giving them head during doing this thing. I feel like this is a big clue.
What, a circle jerk?
Not a circle jerk.
Porn?
No. Oh, I'm gonna have
I've
to...
not had this one. I've not had this one.
I'm going to have to give you one last guess, and then I'm going to have to give you an incorrect answer. He's looking at me with fury.
I mean, literally. This is his last radio show. After today, I'll be in jail, and he'll be dead. You're laughing, but just wait. Callum! I don't... Yeah, can you give me one more hint?
Okay.
Because just saying what you do with straight
okay,
friends...
Okay, it's a physical thing you would do with... a friend, and it wouldn't necessarily
wrestling
be...
fighting play fighting.
I'm afraid that is the wrong answer. You were very close though.
That's
very close. It was
I'm telling family fortunes where you got that brother sound from. You wait till the copyrights come in. Hello.
It was the arousal to being tickled.
Tickle. Oh, I did have that one.
Yeah.
Tickled with your straight friend. What the hell were you doing?
doing? I used to like tickle fights with my straight friends all the time.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Did you never?
No, because they didn't do that. That's not what my straight friends would do. And they were the feminine ones. God.
I used to love a tickle fight.
Of course you did, faggot. Like.
Okay, spin the wheel one more time.
Whee.
I'm sorry for these sounds. It has landed on, and I think you're going to get this one, Rowley, podophilia.
Feet.
Feet is the correct answer. So you got 3 out of 4.
I said that. I thought it was podophilia. But if it's podophilia,
I think it's pod, because like the Latin is like for feet is like ped.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say it's podophilia, but I might
we'll
be
see.
Wrong.
I don't know.
We'll see.
But I got that one straight away. Where's my buzzer sound?
Oh, yeah. Wait, wait.
Please.
Here it is.
Thank you. See, thanks.
Okay, let's have another song.
Thinking that we would last forever.
I remember, Callum.
I remember as well. We're going to play Queers Throughout the Years now. And this is, again, I love this game. We are going to be, I'm going to be going through some LGBT plus history with Rowley. So I've got five facts here about LGBT plus history, but they're not actually all facts. Some of them are fibs.
Okay.
Some of these are absolutely not true at all. And you're going to have to try and decipher which ones are true and which ones aren't.
Okay.
So should we jump right in?
Yeah, I wish I had like a buzzer myself and I'd be like, false!
We can maybe get you a buzzer.
I mean, it's okay. I can live without it.
She's shaking her head. No, we can't have a buzzer. No buzzer.
Right, I'm leaving.
Okay, so the first one is... Will you behave yourself over there?
No.
So, the oldest... Pull yourself together, woman.
If I had a long hair, you're flicking it right now. I'm like, oh, well, taste the weave.
So, the oldest ever recorded chat-up line was said between two men.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh.
That's the end of the fact.
Oh, that's boring. True.
You're just going to jump in with a guess. You're not going to hash this out. You're not going to think this through.
Well... I mean, it was a very short statement. What do you want me to do? Don't like break it down to paragraphs?
Yeah, because like, where could that have been? Like, how far back in history would that have been?
Okay, so the first ever chat up line was between two gays.
The first ever recorded.
Recorded.
Because, you know, people must have been chatting each other up since they were cavemen. Like, oh, that's a nice...
Cavemen, they didn't go, that's a nice... They went,
Yeah, and that could be considered a chat-up line.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So this is the oldest ever recorded.
Okay, and this is, like, recorded in, like, recorded like this, or...
No, like, recorded as in documented.
Ooh.
So, like, written down or,
oh, my
like...
God, what was it? Do you get to... Oh, do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
Oh, is it?
Do you think it's true or false?
Is it... true.
It's true.
What is it? Is it like, oh.
So, in a mythological story from ancient Egypt.
Oh, God, you're going that far back. I thought it was like from maybe like the 1780s or something.
No, long, 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 long time ago. So, in a mythological story from ancient Egypt, two men quarreled for 80 years on who should rule. It's a long time to have an argument.
Mm.
I mean, you can hold a grudge, but 80 years.
Ugh, again, humiliation on the rate seat. Constant dragging my name through the mud.
So they're having this fight for 80 years, basically. Mm. And then one of them, and I don't really know why. There's no explanation as to why.
These are meant to be like gods?
No, these are like just two men.
Isn't the life expectancy 80 years back then a little bit extreme?
Yeah, I'm confused by this story.
They had it in the womb. They're actually twins. Like, oh gosh, incest. We took a dark turn.
Yeah, and it says two men, and I guess you don't start really referring to people as men until they're about 16 years old. So they were like 96 years old by this time. So these two 96-year-old men.
They were the oldest people in the world at the time. They were praised.
So they're having this fight, and then one of them...
Do you know what it was about?
I think it was about who wanted to rule.
Okay.
So, yeah, they both wanted to rule, I guess, ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having this fight about
Imhotep.
And one of them decided in the end, this 96-year-old man, decided to persuade the other one to sleep with him. I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure there might have been some tools used back then. I mean, if they're that old, I don't know if they can really do it in the sex. You know what I'm saying?
I think two 96-year-old men could give it a good whack.
Listeners, if you're 96 years old, please let us know.
I don't think there's any 96-year-olds listening. And what he said to him, which is the oldest documented pickup line,
I lent to your bedpan.
How lovely are your buttocks?
Ooh.
And how muscular your thighs? And then they proceeded to have sex.
Is that really a chat-up line? That's more of an observation.
If somebody came up to me in a club and said, oh, how lovely are your buttocks?
I mean, that's a bit forward.
I would like it. And commenting on his muscular thighs as well.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I mean, I don't know. I want more of a clever chat-up line than you're fit. Like, you know what I mean? I want more like it's going to sweat me up my feet or be like... Clever.
Oh, like the kind of punny ones.
Yeah.
Like, oh, your feet must be hurting because you've been running through my mind all day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's more
or
up
that
your
kind
street.
Of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. The next fact.
Okay.
Or not fact.
More lies.
In the early 1800s, there was a population boom and a shortage of food. As a response, people were encouraged to enter homosexual relationships to stop new conceptions.
I mean, I feel like that's the future.
Well, yeah, because we are on this kind of population increase, mm-hmm. and the population of the Earth is supposed to increase and increase and increase until it reaches a point that we don't have enough food and resources to sustain everybody.
Exactly.
And then apparently it's going to go the other way and decrease and decrease and decrease. So,
oh my gosh, Handmaid's Tale is real. It's real.
We're going to come to Handmaids in the next
one. Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm literally the best person for segues. Like, just hire me, anyone. Just a segue man.
Well, you don't need a segue yet. We're not finished with this one.
No, but I'm just saying. I forgot to say. I'm going to say false.
You're going to say that this one is false?
Yeah, because I feel like back then they'd be like, oh, more people, yes! Like, I don't know if they'd be...
Well, it says here that there was a shortage of food and the population was rising and rising. So that's why this happened.
I'm pretty sure they just said stop having sex or stop having babies.
Yeah.
I'm sure they weren't like, go on, suddenly become a queer. Like.
So you think that this is false?
Yeah, I think it's false.
You're absolutely right. I just made that up.
I could tell.
Not a very good liar.
So you need to know now, because that was made up, you need to give me like a made up sort of definition of why this happened. I need more in depth.
I was thinking about you know, the population thing we're going through right now. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've heard of this, but a lot of reasons for people trying to explain homosexuality through evolution is that it's to stop population growth. And I think that's a really interesting perspective. I don't know if I agree with it, mm-hmm. but I think it's an interesting theory. So I think I was kind of going down that route, and that's how I came up with that. Yeah, the X-Files? No, the Twilight Zone. No.
Oh, I just know.
All right. Queen Frances VII was famed for having lesbian affairs with the royal handmaids.
Ooh. So what era is this?
I have no idea.
Made up. Fake. Not true. You would have more facts. True.
It's completely made up. Queen Frances VII didn't exist. She did, but I just made that up.
I mean, I say his nephew is called Francis, so I mean, he could still be a queen, I guess, when he's older.
Grows up. Oh, that would be nice. That'd
Queen Frances and Beatrice.
These are Rowley's nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Frances
My
and
sister
Beatrice.
Just had... No, they're almost a year old now.
Oh wow!
And shock horror people. I'm not the most childly person, but I actually care about them.
Yeah, this
it's
is
very shocking.
I think the most shocking thing that has happened in Rowley and I's friendship is he's always been very, and you don't like kids.
It's working in a shop and makes you destroyed and hate them.
Yeah, and when his sister was having the babies, he was concerned that he wasn't going to like them.
I was like, but Hayley, it was nice knowing you.
And then the babies were born and you went to meet them for the first time, mm-hmm. and now you have this really special bond with them.
I think
that's beautiful, and I think it's just lovely, isn't it?
I've lost my identity, Callum. I don't know who I am anymore.
You've got a heart and a soul now.
I do.
All right, do you want the next one?
I don't know. Is it another fake thing? Is it made? Oh my God, yes, how I know to make up. I can just be like, so give me this fact about it. And it's like, oh no, I can't. Fake.
Look, yeah, but I won't be able to give you facts about them because, you know, I don't necessarily know all the backstory to these facts.
You should at least know the date.
I should have known the date.
Yeah, you should. You should. That should have been in the back of your mind. See, this thing, when you start lying, you've got to make lies to make up the lies. Then you don't know the lies you've told to be able to make them. And it's just, yeah.
This is why I'm a terrible liar. I just can't do that. So, applying leeches to the scalp, ingesting bull semen, and eating a healthy dose of carrots every single day were all believed to be cures for homosexuality during Queen Victoria's reign.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is you say that is my brother used to say to me that drinking Red Bull will, like, because they say it's made out of bull semen and it's got, like, taurine in or whatever, will make you want to, like, sleep with a woman because it will put more, like, testosterone in you. I was like, Jason, that is the most homophobic thing you could ever say. But that's a real mindset, like masculine men can't be gay. And I feel like that's probably tied into this, like, the more masculine you are with this bull semen or whatever will make you less gay.
Yeah, and masculinity and homosexuality are not linked. Mm-hmm. They're not two things that go hand in hand.
I mean, I'm mask as hell.
So I feel like if you did... And I don't know how much truth there is in that. I've heard before that if you ingest bull semen or if you have it injected into you, apparently it can make you so... It can fill you with so much testosterone that you...
Isn't that bestiality?
Well, not... borderline. But apparently it's supposed to make you like so full of testosterone that you can't control yourself and you'll just become this angry thing. I really don't know how
I understand
true that
why
is.
I'm such an angry person.
But if this was a thing and it did kind of make you more masculine, that's not going to affect your sexuality. You would just probably want to have more aggressive sex with men.
Callum's there queuing up for ball semen. Oh, come on. I think that's true.
You think this one is
true?
Okay. You're wrong. I made it up. And I was actually thinking about you when I came up with this.
You were thinking about me when you think about bull semen. You were thinking, oh, Rowley.
Well, no, because I said applying leeches to the scalp, and you do indeed have a bald head.
They don't know that, Callum. And they were like thinking of me with these luscious gold locks and it's that all.
Ingesting bull semen, obviously you do that every Friday night.
Yeah.
And eating a healthy dose of carrots every day. Because every time I see you, you've got a carrot in your hand. That was very clever.
I hate you. But can I say one thing, though? Like, what you said isn't necessarily rooted in so much, like, fakery, because people do believe about the whole masculine thing and the bull semen.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then I knew that, like, leeches were used in the olden days for cures anyway, just for things. They would say, 'cause I got the dirty blood or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like... So, I mean, I don't think I was too far off. That was a clever fake one. That was a good one. Not like your first shitty one. It was like...
Yeah, I did a little switcheroo.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring this one up as well because I kind of wanted to bring up the whole idea of cures for homosexuality because obviously there is no such thing as a cure for homosexuality.
What?
And also, homosexuality isn't something that needs to be cured. And I think there is still too much debate going on around the world about these kind of supposed cures for homosexuality, but there needs not be any debate. Like, it's medically proven that it isn't something you can cure, and it's also proven that it's not really something you need to cure.
So the thing, okay, so the argument with this kind of stuff now is which a lot of people say is, you know, even if they come by sexuality not being a choice, which obviously it isn't, we know that it's not, your actions to act upon it is. You don't have to, you can be gay, but you don't have to do anything that's homosexual.
Yes.
So that's now the arguments that a lot of them are using. It's like, well, doesn't matter, you're still doing it, so you're still choosing it. So that's their argument against it, which is like, fair enough, but I'm not going to be living in like a depression all fucking my life because I don't want to like upset anyone. Like, I want to be happy and live, you know, with a partner that I love and stuff. But that's their arguments now. It's like, well, you're choosing to act upon it.
Absolutely. And I once watched a documentary where they were actually talking to people who have supposedly been cured of homosexuality and just seeing them, and you could see how repressed they were. And they were so adamant, oh no, I'm straight now, I love my wife, I love having sex with women. But it's all repressing your sexuality and denying who you are. And I think it's really sad that people get in the position where they feel that they need to do that.
Well, to be honest, a lot of people are forced into it, though. Not necessarily by the parents will get their kids to go and do that kind of stuff. And like, that's... Well, it's like, oh my gosh. Okay, so that guy who was on TV, what show was it? There was a show. Can we mention shows? Give me a clue.
Yeah, we can mention shows.
It was Good Morning Britain with Mr. Piers Morgan. And there was a guy on it saying about gay conversion therapy and stuff. And then there was a massive uproar, like, why are we giving screen time to this bastard?
Yes, absolutely. So a guy was invited onto Good Morning Britain, I believe, to speak about conversion therapy, and then online there was this big uproar. So then Piers Morgan and Patrick Strudwick, who is an amazing LGBT+ journalist who writes for BuzzFeed, and the two of them kind of had this conversation about why it shouldn't be a thing, why we shouldn't be giving airtime to somebody talking about conversion therapy. And Piers Morgan's argument was that it's exposing him. It's bringing him out into the open to shut down his views. But what Patrick was arguing, which I completely agree with, is that that person shouldn't be even allowed to share that opinion, not live on air. Because,
well, the thing is, anyway, there will be people who agree with him, and there will be kids or like young adults or whatever who are very struggling with it and see that person and be like, oh my god, that's what I need to do now. So regardless of how disgusting and horrendous his opinion would be, there will be people who are very insecure and scared about who they are will see that and be like, oh, that's what I need to do. So even if like 20 people saw that and was like, oh, maybe
even
I can do that
person,
that's that, you know, it's too many. Like,
it is. yeah because like when I was kind of 13, 14 years old, and I was trying to understand and come to terms with my own sexuality. If I had turned on the TV, maybe after I was being bullied or something, if I had turned on the TV and seen that, that would have been a beacon of hope for me. Oh, there can be a cure. This can cure me. And then if I had gone and sought out that cure, in like inverted commas, then it could have really seriously damaged me. Like, it can really, these supposed cures can really mess with a person's mental health.
Yeah, and people like that don't care if people don't like them. That's the thing. Like, you're saying you're exposing this person. He don't give a fuck. Like,
no, he won't care at all. So, yeah, absolutely not giving airtime to that. I know we are giving airtime to the debate right now, but...
Subscribe to him on YouTube.
All right, are you ready for your final fact or not fact?
Okay, truth.
In one of the oldest creation myths, there were actually three genders.
Mm.
That's the end of the fact.
Oh, was this one inspired by me again? I would say...
Are you a snake? Are you Taylor
Swift? I am, yeah. I identify as a snake. Oh my God, a parcel mouth.
Yes.
I would say truth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And why are you saying truth?
Because, I mean, third genders have been recognised. I think in India, mm-hmm. they have a third gender, right? And I feel... I mean, I would identify as a third gender if there was a recognised one.
Sure.
I think back in those days, a lot of them were a lot more fluid with this stuff anyway.
Yes.
And they weren't so binary with everything. So I think that's true.
It is absolutely true.
Yay! I got 4 out of 5.
Yeah, you did get 4 out of 5. But what I love about this is what these three genders in this creation myth were.
Mm.
So there was acknowledged that everyone had two heads in this world.
Ooh.
And it was acknowledged that there were people with two male heads, people with a male head and a female head, and people with two female heads.
Mm-hmm.
And these were acknowledged and accepted to be the three genders
yeah.
in this kind of creationist myth, obviously not real life. And supposedly...
Callum, I'm real.
Supposedly, as a punishment, because they got up to mischief,
yeah.
they were all separated. They were all cut in half. And what that meant was that the person with two male heads was separated mm-hmm. and would spend their whole life trying to find their other half. As in, that's what we're doing, trying to find our partners.
Yeah.
So what I love about this is that it not only acknowledges more than two genders,
mm-hmm.
but it also acknowledges sexualities.
Yeah.
This story implies that there are gay people, there are heterosexual people, there are lesbians, and, you know, probably bisexual people, pansexual people as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's lovely.
That's
I think
good.
It's a lovely little story. And I think we often think about, you know, some of these old creation myths and things like this as often being quite... homophobic and transphobic, yeah. but this is really, really inclusive. And
yeah.
Homophobia
was made by men.
All right, let's see if we have had any tweets. Yes, Melodic Drifter says, great show, clap, clap emojis.
Yes!
Thanks very much. If you want to give us some of your sex confessions, Rowley and I are going to be reacting to those a bit later on in the show.
I want to be so shocked. I, like, leave here, like, traumatised.
Yeah, so, and obviously they're going to be absolutely anonymous. So if you want to confess to something, even Rowley and I won't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very, very excited to hear your sex confessions. So make them as juicy, as honest as you like. And we'd love to react to those. So send those to callum@fubarradio.com.
Yes.
Would you like another one of your song
yes,
choices?
Yes, please.
Really?
Well, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is Empire of the Sun, Alive. I love Empire of the Sun.
I do. They're like my favourite, I mean, other than Cascada. They're like my favourite, like, people ever. And they were, oh my God, they always favourite my tweets whenever I tweet about them. I'm like, yes!
Really?
Yeah.
They remind me of you.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. Like,
if I was I was going to say when I miss you, but I never miss you because we're joined at the hip and yep. I see you...
For like a tattoo.
6 or 7 hours of every single day.
Yeah.
So I don't ever miss you. But I can imagine, like, if, I don't know, if maybe if you went on holiday for a couple of weeks and I started to miss you, I feel like I'd put on a bit of Empire of the Sun.
Aww.
And think about you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we're going to play Porn or Not Porn. in this game, I am going to play you 6 different clips.
Oh, God.
And you're going to have to guess if they are porn.
Okay.
Or not.
Well, audio clips, and I've got to listen to what it is. Oh my God, is it dicing and things?
And, well, so because apparently it is National Peanut Day today.
Of course it is. Everything's got a fucking day this time.
So I thought the theme for this week's game could be allergies.
Okay.
So you have to guess whether these are from porn.
Okay.
Or people having allergic reactions to things.
Sure. Okay.
So would you like your first porn or not porn?
Yeah, let's do it. Go on.
Okay, here we go.
God. Sounds a bit like someone riding a horse. I would say that is porn.
What makes you think it's porn?
Well, it sounds like someone, like a pound.
What do you mean it sounds like a pound?
Like, you know, like a pound, like...
Oh, like, and she's, you can that, feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's listen to that again. I can
kind
of...
Very, yeah, very vigorous.
It feels like she's kind of being driven forward in momentum.
Yeah.
So...
Driven forward in momentum.
Driven forward in momentum.
Okay. So, in the canal boat.
In the canal boat.
Yeah.
So do you think this is porn? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, Rowley.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You are wrong. That was not from porn.
What is it then?
It was Jennifer Lopez... having an allergic reaction in the film Monster-in-Law. Obviously. How did you not get that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just obsessed with Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
Do you want to hear it one more time now?
Yeah,
you know what
go
it
on.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it now, yeah.
It really doesn't sound like she's having an allergic reaction,
does
it?
No, it doesn't, no. It sounds like she's being pounded from forward momentum on a canal boat.
All right, the next one.
That sounds like murder. Sounds like you having sex.
How do you know what I sound like when I have sex?
We live together.
Yeah, but we don't share a wall.
Callum, I recently walked out and got a drink in the middle of the night. I heard.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure I could hear blood splattering. I even messaged you and was like, you were like, oh yeah, we did it. And I was like, I know.
I don't remember that.
I do. Vividly. I recorded the whole thing.
Did you hear him or me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who is who. I don't know. Record. I think that was. Do it one more time. It sounds like blood. Like. No, I think that's actually someone, like, throwing up or something.
Well, it's allergy or porn. You've added in a third.
No, because an allergy, you could throw up with something. That's an allergic reaction.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
Again, always trying to shame me. I think that's an allergic reaction.
So you think that this is not porn?
No. Yay!
You are right. This is Emma Roberts saving someone from an allergic reaction in Nancy Drew.
Well, I mean... I have to say, this is a very well-picked game. I mean, I never would have thought anything like this. And then you've got, like, weird like, references to films of people.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. Yes, so I haven't seen that movie. But what I like is that there's kind of, listen. Sounds like there's an audience.
Yeah, that's kind of what made me think that wasn't actually
that
porn.
That it wasn't actually porn. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes they do kind of have extras in porn. Even our very good friends, Hannah Witten and Melanie Murphy, got to...
This is going to be a very awkward conversation. They had sex in the middle of the street when everyone...
No, they were extras in a porn film, which I think was made by Erica Lust. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's feminist porn. And they got to be extras, so they were the characters in the background.
Oh, well.
Which I think is one of the coolest things I've ever heard. So shout out to Hannah and Mel.
Well.
Okay, your next porn or not porn is...
Oh, God. Oh, I'm... I mean, I had some very elaborate visions in my head when I heard that.
It conjures all kinds of images,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Like, you know, allergic reactions to cats. And well, I'm thinking that is porn.
You do?
And, I mean, I don't know if I want to give a description why I think it's porn, because I'm very PC and PG and...
No, I want your description.
No, I can't know, because my mother's watching.
I So it sounds like he's choking on something.
Yeah.
No, he could.
I think that's actually choking on a peanut, because it's National Peanut Day.
You think he's choking on a peanut?
Yeah.
So wait, you've just changed your answer.
I know, it's because I like to do that. I swap it out just so you're confused. Like,
so are we saying it's porn or not porn?
So play it one more time.
Okay.
See, I can hear someone else gasping when that happens at the back. You can hear someone go, I think that's... No. That Heimlich manoeuvre or something. Like, that was...
Sure. So what is your answer?
It's not porn.
It's not porn. Mm. Well, you're wrong. It is from porn. Oh. This would have absolutely thrown me as well. That definitely sounds like it's not porn. I would love to know what is actually happening there.
They were actually about to film a porn, and they realised the other person had eaten garlic or something and meant to kiss, and it was like, nay, bitch. And
well, then... What I was kind of thinking when I first heard this was that... I'm sorry to get graphic here, but, you know, that's what you signed up for when you started listening to this show. I kind of felt like he was kind of... Maybe he had just received an ejaculate into his mouth, and he was kind of, like, coughing that up afterwards. But the person in the background sounds like it's a woman. So I'm very interested to know what is actually going on in this scene. And I don't have any notes to tell me.
Well.
All right, your next one is...
Why is... That's porn, because there's music. That's shitty music in the background. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Da, da, da.
It sounds like... It sounds like... It kind of sounds like a lion roaring, doesn't it?
And that sounds like someone like Fleming...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mucophilia.
Absolutely. Mucophilia.
Write it down next time, next one.
So what do we think?
I think that is porn, and that's like weird. That's like that sort of like... It's, you know, sometimes at the start of porn, they have music, and then it stops. And so I think that's at the start. Maybe they were like... He was... I don't know.
Doesn't most porn have that kind of like really awful, cheesy porno music playing through the whole thing?
Not always. Sometimes it comes at the beginning where they're like setting up the scene. Like, yeah. Oh no, my wife might come in, darling, you're gayer than me. And then and then the rest of it is like, it goes a little bit more silent, but...
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, actually, because you need it to be silent so you can really hear the...
I don't watch porn.
No, you've never. And I don't either. We actually have a rule in our household, which is no porn ever, because we are a very strict kind of... Catholic house.
Callum's into snuff films. See, it's some Fleming, mucophilia.
So, final answer.
Porn.
You think this is porn?
Yeah.
Not very good at this game, Rowley. You're good at the other games.
I told you, it's because I'm a very vanilla person.
Yeah, and you don't understand the ins and outs of porn.
No, I don't.
So that was actually Will Smith having an allergic reaction in Hitch.
Oh my gosh. To what? Do you know what or not?
I don't know what. I would love to know. But yes, I'm not sure. Oh, the producer is telling us.
Fish.
He's having an allergic reaction.
I mean, I don't
fish.
Like fish.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of fish. Not
I made a video
of
trying
fish.
To Luke and they made me eat like sushi and I was just like, I hate you, die.
Oh, that was What's in My Mouth,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it wasn't very nice.
Oh, yeah, go and watch that. It's a good video.
Plug.
Plug, plug, plug. I've seen Hitch and I don't remember him having an allergic reaction.
I've never seen it. I only really watch horror films, so.
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
That's why my porn's like, there's blood. I can hear blood. I can hear splattering.
Well, speaking of horror films... I didn't know what was coming. I was...
That's porn. Because everything's not been, and I'm getting everything wrong, so this has to be porn. Just like, I'm pretty sure it would all be false, 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 false the whole way through. And that sounds... Do it one more time.
Okay. So yeah. You think it's porn? It could be anything, Rowley.
Anything.
Come on, You've got 3 out of 4 wrong here. And I really would hate it if you were to get the final one wrong.
Can you stop?
Well.
Like, listen to me, bitch, right? I've given you my answer and now you're trying to, like, twist it. Complete manipulation. I'm this is all he does at home.
I'm like Chris Tarrant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when he's like, final answer. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Are you really sure that that's the answer you want to give? You know, 1 million quid's at stake.
twat.
I'm really sure.
But he just starts like attacking them. Like,
so you are saying that this is from porn?
Yeah. Thank you, see, you, right. you conniving little.
Yeah, I like to manipulate my guests.
I'm gonna glass you in the face.
It's what I do best.
Oh, just like life with me constantly. So really, the rent needs to be paid.
So we are, our final segment is going to be Rowley and I reacting to your wildest, most naughty sex confessions.
Ooh.
So if you want to send those in to us, you can send those to callum@foobarradio.com and then we will be reacting to them after these couple of songs.
Yay!
Thanks for watching! Bloody hug after that, mate.
Not enjoying that?
Absolutely terrified.
Absolutely terrified.
I mean, you could hear that. You could hear that bloke speaking over the top of that song, right?
Yeah, that's Pax the Jury.
In a monologue. And all my demons. Absolute garbled nonsense.
No, it's not. It's brilliant. That's the new single from Baxter Jury. That's Miami.
Right, what was it?
It was the embodiment of Miami.
I've never been to Miami, but I thought we'd like to go there. But now, never, mate.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
And we're back. Really?
Oh, sorry. I was
on his phone.
I was like scratching the desk.
I'm really enjoying the music today.
I am, because it's all my songs.
Yeah, you've got some really, really good choices. I mean, when we're in the house together, you just kind of play noise.
You're very lucky. Like, everyone listening, like, I have a really weird, really weird.
Really weird.
Oh, gosh. I have a very bizarre music taste. I like really heavy stuff. So I've been quite, mundane. I've been very mellow in today.
Yeah, I like your choices because I feel like if you had picked some of the stuff you listen to at home, then maybe you would have frightened away our lovely listeners.
Bah.
So we are finally at our final segment, and it is my favourite segment of all, And that is that we are going to be reacting to your sex confessions.
Okay, I'm so excited.
We've had a few good ones here.
I'm not going to look, and you can read them, and then I can be like, I can react naturally.
Yes. So, I'm really, really, really excited. I feel like, Rowley, I'm putting you on the spot here, and you absolutely don't have to. But do you have any sex confessions you would like to make?
I mean, I guess it's not really a confession. I mean, so I remember I was one of my old sort of like hookup buddies back in school. Mm. So we were in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And so for me, I was always a bit nervous of doing things there anyway. But like my grandmother never, ever, ever used to knock when she came in my room. It was just like instant door open. And I was...
Because you hear her coming though.
No. Because we had coming. Excuse my grandmother. R.I.P. her soul. So because we had carpets all the way down the hallway and stuff, you couldn't really hear anything and like someone walking. And I was performing a specific act with my mouth, with him.
Yes.
And door slams open.
No.
Lucky enough, I've never seen anyone in my life jump back so quickly. But because we were in the middle of something, he pulled back so quickly that my teeth, like, obviously the jumping back, like, scraped. We didn't rip anything, but scraped against his foreskin.
Oh, no.
And then, like, so I don't know if she saw anything, but I don't think she's stupid. Obviously, we were 16-year-olds going, oh, she never found out. But, like, actually, I think she knew. And then from then on, we used to do it down by the river because we were too scared to do it at our house from, like that time forward.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, down by the river, that's fun. I mean, I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside.
You need help.
Okay, I will give you a little confession.
Oh, I know everything you've done already, bloody hell.
Well, for the benefit of the lovely listeners.
I'd be more shocked if you just say we did it in missionary and we're very happy with that. I'd be like, what?
No, this isn't that outrageous. But okay. It's just kind of like, I feel like a lot of people will be able to relate to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, to be honest, this would have been my first ever sexual experience.
Okay.
And it really isn't that exciting, but I had a friend staying over who identified as straight, mm-hmm. and still to this day does identify as straight, so I suppose he was just curious. And after we went to bed, he thought that I was asleep. And next minute, his hand started creeping its way across my leg, and it kind of creeped away to my crotch area. Mm-hmm. And then he slowly, and I mean slowly, like it must have taken him 30 minutes, like slowly wandered his fingers into my pants. I guess like trying to do it so gently that I wouldn't wake up. And the issues around consent here are a little bit blurred.
You know, I was about to say, before you did this, you're like, oh, let's make sure nothing's illegal. I'm going down. Callum.
I mean, doing this, doing anything sexual with a person who is sleeping is obviously... you know, it's a breach of consent.
Yes.
So don't do that.
So this isn't a confession. This is actually him trying to report a really bad crime.
No, because to be honest, I wanted it.
Oh, okay.
And he put his hand in my pants and kind of started playing around a little bit. And then he kind of started playing around with himself as well.
Yeah.
And I woke up, or pretended to wake up at least, and tried to kind of...
Oh my God, were you like...
No, and I kind of tried to like engage with him and try and join in and make it into a thing where... we're both awake and aware of what's going on and both consenting. But when I did that, he freaked out. And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what am I doing? What are you doing? You're the one touching me.
But you know what he's into then.
And then in the future, after that, I was asleep, well, pretending to be asleep again, and he went to do it again. So this time I just pretended to be asleep through the whole thing because I knew if I like... what if he thought I had woke up that he would stop, so I just kind of let him do his thing and pretended to be asleep through the whole thing.
I mean, this is a segue into something really dark and sinister.
Yeah, it's interesting that I never kind of saw it as a breach of consent or like thought about the legalities of that situation. But you don't when you're a horny teenager, you don't, you know. So yeah,
that was I've never had sex before in my life. Wouldn't know what that is like.
That's a lie. Okay, so let's jump into your sex confessions. Thank you so much to everyone who has sent them in. So the first one is, hi Callum.
This is from Samantha.
Hi Callum and Rowley. Here is one of many embarrassing sex stories that I have. I recently was with a gentleman caller, what I call a hookup around my friends, trying not to sound hoish. We did the nasty, and after we finished, he reached around and gave me a high five. Out of reflex, I high-fived him back and shouted, "Go team!" I then quickly gathered my clothes and ran out of his hotel room, completely embarrassed.
I mean, to be honest, I think if he went on to high-five you to start with, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have cared about that.
It's a little bit unusual to do a high-five after sex.
Maybe isn't that more like a mask thing? You know, it's kind of, remember ages ago you were like, what did you do with your mask friends high-five?
Yeah, like maybe like a bro fist.
Yeah.
You know, where you pound your fists bro together fist. Afterwards. No, but I don't know, I can see, like, if I was, like, fooling around with a guy and it was, like, really fun and kind of, like... Because, you know, sometimes you have sex and it's a little bit silly.
Mm.
Like, you can have, like, really hot, sexy sex, and then you can have, like, really silly sex where it's, like, we're literally, like, rubbing our genitals together. Like, the actual... Sex is actually quite weird
yeah.
as a thing. Like, the fact of, oh, let's smash our genitals together. That would be fun.
Oh, Callum, I'm so graphic!
So, yeah, like, I, you know, you have silly sex sometimes. I can see, like, doing, like, a cheesy, cheeky high five yeah. afterwards could be quite cute. So...
But shouting go team, go team, please.
Yeah, but I feel like the other person in that situation, they were the one that initiated the high five. So like you high fiving them and shouting go team, you're kind of like joining in with the, like you're not taking.
And then
sex
and
seriously.
Then the other person got a pompon out and you were like,
cheerleader.
Yeah, cheerleader.
Well, I quite like that one.
I do.
That one was cute. Okay, let's do another. Hey, Cal and Rowley. Was canoeing in a lake with my first boyfriend.
Oh my God, in the water.
On the canal boat.
On the canal boat, yeah.
Was canoeing in a lake with my first boyfriend. We stop at some shore that's only accessible by boat. It's summer. It's sweltering. He's blowing me. I have a pretty vocal orgasm. We get back in the boat and continue on. Minutes later, I see just how close another boat of people actually were. They almost certainly heard me. Worse, they wave and yell hi at us.
Oh, God.
And then they've said, now, if this was 2017, it'd be no big deal. But it was 2003, and I was 19.
Wow.
I love that story. I am a fan of the kind of, like, exhibitionism side of things. I think it's quite hot. Like, the fear of getting caught...
I mean, again, like, I end up with Daniel, and oh my God, it's his name. Oh, well, let me just listen.
Bleep that out.
So it doesn't matter. Everyone fucking knows. Anyway, like with him, we would do it in the river, and it was that
in
sort of,
the river.
Yeah, in the river. But like, it is that fear of getting caught, which is it is like a turn on. So I can understand why. Like, although this is a sex confession, I bet they're very quite proud of it.
Yeah,
they're
no,
a bit
absolutely.
Kind of like.
They low-key are. Yeah. I kind of wish that was my story because it sounds really hot.
You like, could. Why don't you just do it anyway and just be like, well, this is my story.
Well, I love, like, one of my favourite things about sex is, like, thinking back to your favourite sexual memories. Mm. Not only is that, like, a hot kind of, like, masturbation tool,
yeah.
but it's also, like, it's lovely. Like, some of my favourite memories are memories of sex. So I think...
Some of your favourite memories are memories of sex.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Like,
mine's more
are.
Like going to Alton Towers.
Well, you can have sex at Alton Towers.
Oh my God, on the smiler, going round in a circle.
All right, we're going to play another song and then we'll be back for some more sex confessions.
We'll be right back.
Tune. All right, let's do some more sex confessions.
Okay.
So, I once accidentally planned two hookups on the same night. I love accidentally.
Sounds like something you do.
Excuse me.
That's so, just a regular Saturday night for Callum.
It is not. I'm a very good boy who likes to have some nice times every now and then.
Okay.
Well, let's tell the listeners that. I once accidentally planned two hookups on the same night. So I had sex with the first guy and then asked him if he could give me a ride home. But in reality, he took me to the other guy's apartment building. I then proceeded to have sex with the next guy.
Oh my lord. I mean, that's kind of like, it's almost that. So that's very sort of like Sex in the City, isn't it? Like Samantha would do that
it
kind of thing.
She'd be very like, Sex in the City. Yeah, I like it. It's kind of like, it's, there's something quite, I don't want to sound like a dick by saying this, but like there's something quite hot about the kind of like, almost like the lying to the first guy. Does that make me an awful person?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
But this, yeah, like the idea of like having sex with one guy and then having him drive you over to the next guy's place you're going to have mm-hmm. sex with.
And you said it was your own apartment, like.
Yeah, and just said, oh yeah, this is my house. And then you like rocked up to the guy.
Oh my
and
God.
And neither guy knew.
That was me the other week. I knew he was with someone. I could smell it on him.
That's really hot. I don't think I have ever had sex with two different people in the same day outside of a threesome situation.
No. I'm lucky enough just to get one.
Good for you, honestly. Good
I mean, you say
person.
Good for me. I'm here climbing the walls, for God's sake. Someone, I'm just swipe right, please.
All right, shall we have our... oh, we've got two more. I thought we just had one more. We've got two more.
Okay, fabulous.
This is exciting. Okay, so next one is, I was sleeping with my sister's boyfriend in secret before he left her with her note telling her he was married. Did I read that wrong? Wait. I was sleeping with my sister's boyfriend in secret before he left her with a note telling her he was married. Oh, I'm confused by this one.
Dad?
Sister's boyfriend married. Am I being stupid?
I was sleeping with my No! So, basically, it depends, because we don't know the gender of the person, so it could be, like, a gay relationship, or, like, maybe it was, like, the boy was, like, sleeping with her. Oh, my God, imagine, oh, my God, so the sister's boyfriend is actually gay, and, like, the guy has obviously slept with the sister's boyfriend in a gay relationship, but then turns out that man was already sleeping with someone else because they were married.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes no
I'm going to have to move on from this one because I'm so baffled by it.
So
the sister's...
Right, listen to me, look at me. Just imagine me and my sister, right? If I was to sleep with Pete and then Pete was actually already married to someone else, that's basically what's happened.
Oh, right. So the boyfriend was married and sleeping with you.
Yeah.
So he was
but
having
also
sex
dating.
With three people.
Yeah, exactly. And also dating the sister's sister. Sister.
Oh, I get it now.
That's why the show was cancelled.
Oh my gosh. So the person who's confessed this thought that they were the one doing the bad thing.
Yeah.
But actually...
I mean, well, you say they were still doing the bad thing.
But yeah, it was a lot worse than it first appeared.
Well, I mean... don't really know what to say about it, to be honest.
All right, I like them.
It's like playing the Crystal Maze trying to work out some bloody encryption.
I like the sound of this next one.
Okay.
I was on a date at the zoo and it started to rain, so we ducked under the cover of this gazebo. No one was there, so we started making out and he was slowly rubbing my clit under my skirt. Everyone had pretty much left because of the rain and none of the animals were out, so he slammed me against the glass of the gorilla exhibit, pulled my pants aside and fucked me like an animal. I still masturbate about it. That is probably the best sex confession I have ever heard.
It was Hannah.
Wow. Like, imagine, like, having sex against the glass of a gorilla exhibit.
Yeah, what happens if the gorilla came and started watching?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the gorillas probably were watching.
And like they took tips. And
like, well, gorillas are such big, powerful, intimidating animals. Like, imagine them being there while you're having sex.
Oh my God, they're on surveillance. Imagine the surveillance cameras and they're filmed everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. There probably was surveillance.
Yeah.
Like these, I imagine that a zoo would have quite heavy CCTV. So you probably have been caught and you got away with it. That is a hot story, though.
That is amazing.
I've always kind of like, I love zoo dates. My favourite thing to do is go on a date to the zoo.
Yeah, I know.
I've taken
still waiting for my date to come to the zoo,
I've
bitch.
I've taken many boys on dates to the zoo. I love the zoo. And
I think maybe we should stop because obviously they're not going very well if you're not going out with them again.
And yeah, but you know, the idea of having sex in a zoo is kind of hot.
I mean, it depends on where it is. Imagine like a bat enclosure or something, so it's like biting you when you're...
Imagine being...
Oh my God, in the spider sanctuary bit. Oh my God, oh my imagine. God, no, formicophilia. No. Write that down, next one.
I was thinking like the butterfly house.
Yeah.
Because you know, they're all the butterflies fly around you and they would land on you.
I don't know, Callum, so I've not been there.
I will take you to the zoo. Jesus Christ.
See, but Callum said I can hold a grudge. I really can.
All right, this is the final one.
Okay.
I went over to this guy's house to watch a movie, and before we could even pick a movie, he pushed me against a wall. We started making out and tearing each other's clothes off. He pinned my arms above my head, 50 Shades style, and I got hickeys all down my chest. Mm. That sounds pretty hot.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some Netflix and chill thing. You're actually meant to start the movie first.
Well, yeah, but like the whole Netflix and chill thing, like whenever you put Netflix on, you watch the first 5 minutes of whatever it is, and then next minute you're both naked right. and
is
rolling
this, around. So this is more sort of Hulu and chill.
Hulu and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get kind of frustrated sometimes because like if I sit down and I want to watch like a new Netflix original or something like that, and then...
Why would you pick to watch that when you know you're going to have sex with someone?
Well,
that's such an idiotic
thing.
Callum, sorry, if you want some sympathy then, bitch, you ain't getting it from me. That's well, the most idiotic thing you could do.
Well, they start kissing your neck and like kind of touching you and it's like, I really actually want to watch this. Can we not like get to the end and then do the chill?
Can I say though, like seriously, if someone tried to give me a hickey now, I'd probably kick them in the face. Like, I'm not 12. Like, stop, don't give me hickeys. Like,
yeah, I kind of agree. But, like, I feel like accidental hickeys can happen sometimes. Like, okay. If you're really, like, intensely, like, making out with someone and you start kissing them and you start biting them and you start kind of... I can see how you can accidentally give them sometimes. But, yeah, like, I think it's like... People like the idea of kind of branding someone, don't they? And especially on their neck where everyone's going to see it.
Do what I do and pierce.
What, pierce your partner?
Yeah, that's during sex. I'm like, come in, let me get my sterilised needle. You don't leave me with an STD, you leave me with a stretcher.
Yeah, well, that is all of our sex confessions for today. And that actually brings us to the end of this week's show.
Thank God.
No, really. You've had a great time.
I have. Thank you for inviting me on your... I'll say channel. See, I'm too YouTube-minded. Thank you for inviting me on your radio show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming on. If you do want to check out Roly, he is... What is your Twitter handle?
Roly Ungash. But they're not going to know.
Nobody can spell that.
Just search for Roly on YouTube. I'm sure if you follow the FUBAR Radio Twitter and everything, obviously I've linked on there. So
He's all over it. Mm. And if you do want to send in more sex confessions for next week, you can do that in advance now. You can send those to callum@fubarradio.com. And do come back and join us every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Let's do Roly's final choice. And this is a very special choice because it's mine and Roly's song. We used to work out to this.
Yes!
This is Call On Me. See you later.